The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous person. James chapter 5, verse 16. Why do many of our prayers not get answered? The answer primarily is in the word righteous. How righteous are you? You and I on our own cannot be righteous, for only God is righteous. But God can make you and I righteous. If God says I'm righteous, then I'm righteous. If He says you are righteous, then you are righteous. So who are the righteous? The righteous are those whom God have made righteous. God told Abraham, walk before me and be perfect or be righteous. God conferred righteousness on Abraham because Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So you and I can become righteous by believing in God. What does believing in God mean? It means you and I have accepted that Jesus Christ came in the flesh, died for our sins, and rose again for justification. For the Bible said, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, then we are the children of God. In John chapter 1 verse 12, these are the children of God. So you become righteous by your confession of your faith in the finished work of Calvary. Of course, that means confessing your sins and making a U-turn from the world and from sin. I'm proposing now that Jesus Christ is your Lord and that the Word of God is the only thing that you know that you want to follow in a determined fashion. That is where, again, effectual comes in. Effectual means that you are in full understanding of whom you have believed. And how do you have that full understanding? When you have become righteous in Him, the Holy Spirit indwells you. And if you have maintained your commitment, which comes by way of sanctification, separation from the world, not physical separation, but a mindset that determinedly says, I will follow the teachings of the Word of God and not that of the world. A mindset that is determined to serve God no matter the consequences. A mindset that continues to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. When you have that, then of course you're effectual like Joshua, who meditated on the Word of God day and night to have success. When you become like Joshua, and that's the call, we are called to become Joshua's of our generation, then you're effectual because you know the Word of God. You don't have to know everything, but you know enough to have that absolute faith. Because faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. In Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So, when is effectual, then fervency comes. Fervency is a determination. It's you are in it completely and totally. Fervency of a Daniel who confessed the sins of his generation and his own because in seeking the face of the Lord and pleading and interceding for his country or for his nation. It involves a lot of deep feeling, emotion in the prayer. But you see, let's not put the cart before the horse. The horse is before the cart. The horse drives the cart. And so our righteousness will drive us into prayer. And in that prayer, we are studying the Word of God. And in studying the Word of God,
We are so involved that we cannot but do anything else but proclaim the message of the kingdom. We cannot but do anything else except in all our actions, in all our doing, we want to please the Father in heaven. And so when you do, then when you intercede, when you pray, God hears because his son or daughter is calling. His obedient son and daughter are calling on him, and he will hear from heaven. And if he's not the one he wants to do because it's not for your good, he will also reveal in that intercessory prayer. You will not know the mind of God in the matter. And if you don't know that, then when events begin to unfold, you will understand that Father in heaven did hear you. And that thing you desired, or that thing you wanted, or that thing you pleaded for, most times not for yourself, you will understand. Look at the case of Abraham interceding with God for Sodom and Gomorrah. Those were prayers, intercessory prayer. And by the time he finished, he realized there were not up to 10 righteous ones in Sodom. And he knew that he himself agreed that God himself is righteous in erasing those two cities. That comes when you also intercede for a nation, intercede for an individual, and eventually something happens and you realize that yes, or indeed, God is righteous. Oftentimes, whether in Facebook, in the pulpits, we hear declarations pulling down strongholds. We hear declarations pouring blessings on everybody and we shout amen. I also embrace the amen. But truth be told, those prayers are not crossing anywhere. They're not going anywhere. Because if God is not in you, your prayer is null and void. Because God is on the outside of your heart, your door of your heart, knocking, asking to enter. If he has not entered, how can you begin to pull down strongholds? How can you continue to? You can mount all the verses of scripture, ain't gonna cross the ceiling. I'll give you a testimony. When we repented, my wife and I, in 1986, in January. But this event must have happened early February. Because when we repented, we, as people that were of the Roman Catholic persuasion, continued to pray our chaplet. This night as we are praying, by then I had no idea what it means that God speaks. Nobody ever told us that God can speak to a human being. Don't tell me, as Roman Catholics, we ought to have known from the Bible, but then we read, but with the utter understanding. At least then, maybe now they do, I have no idea. But the truth is, if they really have understanding, they will know that God speaks. And God cannot speak to me and speak something else to somebody else. So it's either the claim I'm about to make is false, in which case I'm a false teacher, or the ones that I've been hearing, from false teachers. So as we were praying the chaplet, the word dropped in my heart, your prayer is not crossing this ceiling. I did it about two or three times. I wondered what was going on. Thank God for my wife who was there to pray. So I called her by her name. And I said, something is telling me that our prayer is not crossing this ceiling. And she said she was getting the same information at that same time. Praise the Lord. Wow. So we dropped the chaplet. I said, God, I don't know what else to do now. This is all we know how to pray. Again, in my heart, just thank me and praise me. We started thanking God and praising him. And we went to sleep. So I cried and went to sleep. This is a true testimony and a testament to the glory of God. And that is how we knew that the chaplet is not from anywhere. Can be from any place, I don't care. But the prayer there is not crossing any ceiling. In the same manner,
When you are not a child of God, that means you are not having the righteousness of God. Your prayer also is not crossing any place. It's not going anywhere. First, repent. Invite Jesus into your heart. Make a U-turn from sin and from your attachments to the world. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, come out from among them and be separate, and I'll bless you, so says the Spirit of the Lord. And see if God will not come and make a visitation. That's how you can make an effective, effectual prayer. When you have embraced Jesus as Lord and Savior and shunned the world and embraced Christ, then you will pray. Because the Holy Spirit will give you the words to pray with, oftentimes without your understanding, in brackets, speaking in tongues, which many have abused and many have maligned. But if you are a righteous person and you speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit is speaking through you, to you, praising God, altering promises, bringing insights that will eventually come into your normal mind. But you wouldn't know what you are praying for unless you have the gift of interpretation. Praise the Lord. So I encourage you all. I was just missing, and I thought I'll share this message. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous one have valid much. But it only does that if you are righteous, and that righteousness is conferred by God, and you are effective. You are not one of the foolish virgins. You are really meditating on the word of God day in and day out. And you are really burdened. And then you have success. You walk the Christian life in spirit and in truth. And your prayer will be heard. Because God will even put the prayers of the things you'll be asking for. And you will see them manifested in your time, your generation. That's the key. To intercede for your country. To intercede for your family. To intercede for yourself. And for your generation. Praise the Lord.